I guess we should say aloha.
Aloha, yes.
We're all envious. So give us some more details. Tell us, let's start with your accommodations. Where are you staying?
So we're staying in the Waikola area, very close to the Fairmont Orchid. So this is the north part of Hawaii, and it's very accessible to different attractions. Like, we're within walking distance of where we explored yesterday, the Petroglyph Park, which is just down the road. It's really interesting. You can see carvings within lava rocks that have been there for thousands of years. It's a great collection of them, and they were carved by ancient Hawaiians. So the field is one of the largest in Hawaii, which is about 1,200 of the nearly 3,000 designs that are visible, and surprisingly approachable for visitors. Like, you can't touch them or take rubbings of them or anything like that, but they're very interesting to see, and again, really easy to access and get to. And it's a nice little, it's good for everybody. Like, kids love it. We pass quite a bit of families, units, within our walk to the field. So it was really lovely.
Mm-hmm. Have you been to this area of Hawaii before? And if you have, why did you go back? And if you haven't, why did you choose this area?
No, we haven't been here before. Well, not surprisingly, but after COVID, everything's busy and Hawaii's busy. So we were looking for accommodation that we liked. I knew the Fairmont Orchid as a landmark, so that's why we ended up here. It's a gorgeous area, as I say, close to shopping, close to beautiful beaches, and if you were interested in going on a helicopter ride, the Blue Helicopters are just down the road, so it's a great, nice central location.
Mm-hmm. So what have been some of the highlights now that you've seen when you start exploring?
Right. So I would say one of the best highlights so far has been our day trip that we took. We started off in the town of Waimea, which is the biggest town on the north side of the Big Island. And this part of the island is made out of the oldest of five volcanoes. The climate here is I guess you could kind of think it's a little bit reminds you of where if you were in the Scottish Highlands. It's got temperatures average a bit cooler than the rest of the island, but it's nice and comfortable. Today is probably the first time we've really had winds, and then you can from here we went to Waimea, as I mentioned, which is also known for its cowboy heritage and rodeo, but there's lots of activities to do. And then we went on to the historic town of Honokai, and it was a former sugarcane stronghold, and it has a great collection of shops and galleries, and it's a good place that we grabbed some lunch. And then from there, it was just a short drive to the Waipio Valley Outlook at the end of Highway 240. So this is where you get a really great view of the Valley of the Kings. And it's one of the most significant spots culturally for Native Hawaiians, and a hot spot for where people would get locally prized kalo or taro crops. Now, we went on a vehicle that went deep into the valley. Like, the incline or decline is almost 41 degrees. Like, it's really sharp incline, but amazing, wow. Amazing views. You can see one of the largest or longest falls here in the valley. It's 1,200 feet that's free falling. If you're not a local and if you don't have four-wheel drive, you can't go on this drive into the valley, because it's you have to be very experienced at what you're doing, because it's not for the faint-hearted. It's a narrow road.
Well, it sounds like it, and now that just leads into my next question, getting around. Now, obviously, if you're not a local, you can't drive there, so was this an organized tour, or how did you get there?
Yeah, it was an organized tour that we that we picked up, and it was about 2 hours long, very well narrated. I would really recommend people to consider going on it. It was quite well attracted a lot of visitors to this destination. And why we went was to go to see the lookout, where you can see like the largest stretch of black sand beaches. It's like a huge drop in cliff. And then if you're lucky, there's times that where you can see whales playing into this area. So it's a great valley to go and see.
Give me some details on getting there. Like, where did you land? How far from the airport? Just those kinds of logistical things.
So we chose a flight that was nonstop. So we had a car rental. And I do really recommend a car rental when you're on the outer islands of the Hawaiian chain. You need it to get around. The distances aren't close. And I have seen a few taxis, but it would get too expensive if you relied on that. Unless you're the type of person that you would like to just stay at the resort, which I wouldn't really recommend, because Hawaii, the Big Island, all the islands are so gorgeous that you want to explore. But it was nice to have a nonstop flight. The flights were fairly full. I would say only 10% of the seats were open, and the rest we were a full flight.
So, like, where do you fly into on the Big Island?
I flew into Kona. You do have opportunities. There is a Hilo airport, but the main airport for international travelers is Kona, and we're about 25 minutes away from the airport.
Food is always a big thing. Is there any food highlights that you can share?
I would say that because we're on an island, to enjoy the seafood, because it's fresh, they always have a nice fish offering as well. We're also on an island that's got Parker Ranch, so it has a lot of cattle here. They're big into their meat. I would definitely recommend, if you're going out for dinner, try and make reservations, because it is a busy time frame right now that we're in, and it's amazing how many multi-generational families or friends and family that are traveling. There are big groups. You don't want to be behind a big group checking into a restaurant.
So what do you got planned for today?
So I think we're going to go to the Waikoloa Village. It's got a nice bunch of shops and restaurants that we can look at. And then our plan is to go to the Volcano National Park, which is quite amazing and definitely a highlight of your trip if you decide to come. So here you can, it's open 24 hours a day, so you can go at night or during the day. So in planning the trip, you start off with like a 30-minute educational video, and then you can talk to park rangers about the current situation in the park. There are free park ranger-led hikes that you can go on, and I think that's good just so you can understand what you're seeing and enjoying. And then you get to see like active lava flows that are entering the ocean. So part of our agenda will be going to Jaeger Museum and a chain of the crater roads as well. There's a lava tube called Thurston's Lava Cube. Definitely a highlight for anybody visiting the Big Island. Lots to do and see, but you also have to remember you're enjoying a beautiful tropical island, so just relax sometimes too.
Yeah, don't forget to relax. Yeah. It all sounds like a great time. You can follow Ananta on all the socials, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. I did see some of the photos on your Facebook page. It does look amazing. And you can check out our website, onantaforbes.com. You can follow her on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Onanta Forbes, by the way. Well, enjoy the rest of the time in Hawaii, and we'll chat with you next week.
Take care. Mahalo.